Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have four representatives here, and we would all like to contribute to the KPFA report. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. I'll just start with our general manager, Roy Campanella, has resigned. So when your questions about who's managing the store, it would be our chief engineer there, Michael Yoshida. And I think that, you know, there's some challenges there and some opportunities there at KPFA, and that we're in the middle of a fund drive. And I was in on Tuesday answering the phones. So by midday, I think we'd picked up the pace. So I think maybe if someone has talked to someone at the station, they might have a better idea in terms of how they're doing now. And so I'll just pass the mic along to the next person who would like to speak.
Rosalinda, would you like to? Or you can pass for now and come back to you?
I think the first thing that comes up, of course, is the fund drive. And it started off a little slow, but it started to pick up. And so that's I think, the main thing that's going on at the station right now.
Mary?
Yes, one of the reasons it started slow is that we had a hard time, which sometimes does happen, getting phone volunteers, especially in the first day. For example, Democracy Now!, which we air at 6 and at 9 a.m. At 6 a.m., there were 3 volunteers in the room, and so the figures are correspondingly low. But that has been picking up in the last few days. I checked, I guess Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I guess. And Thursday morning they were okay. I think it will pick up as we go. I think all the tensions that have been going on for months and months and months will have, I mean, this is just a prediction I'm making, and I could be wrong, but I think I have an expectation it will pick up because things are at least resolved and moving along. And I think there's some more optimism than there has been in the station for quite a while, by my idea, I think. And I think there's a big determination to make this work, as we usually have in every drive, but I think we'll get more listener support, too, as we get the people. It definitely is on the upsurge, I think.
Sarah?
Thank you.
Oh, I have one more thing to mention. We have our website. We had lost our webmistress back when she quit last October, and she was absolutely superb. So we've been limping along with part-time help trying to do what they can. And, you know, there are little, like there's broken links and things. But we are coming near to the point where we will be hiring a new web spinner person, and I think that will also be very helpful.
Town hall.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we did have our mandated, as the bylaws mandate, to have the town hall meetings. And this one had actually a dual function of addressing community and labor relations and conflicts in the workplace on the one hand, and then, as mandated in the bylaws, to get listener input and concerns about their lives, what's going on for them. And this was moderated by a man named Liam Kircher, whom some people are familiar with through an email list, the Alliance list, and maybe elsewhere. And for the most part, it worked out very well. We're going to do a postmortem and see exactly where we can improve for the next time. But our outreach committee has got some solid people on it now that are working people, that we're willing to work. We have in our station some really great support for people that have been out there tabling, leafleting, you name it. They've been doing it for years, and they kind of drifted off, but we've got several of them back, and the results showed. So that's an encouraging thing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I also want to congratulate the staff of KPFA radio station. And we are very, very proud of them. Year after year, they have met their goals financially, and they're just well-liked in the community. The most urgent thing that I see at the station at this moment is we have a new executive director, and I have not had a chance to talk with him yet, but we'll be expecting some kind of, hopefully, in the interim period, somebody to be in charge there. It's just not sufficient just to have somebody just say, oh, because the engineer, he's responsible for the call letters of the station. There's a lot of day-to-day business that goes on, and I would like to see somebody at the helm at the station. And so I would have to be looking towards our executive director to take on the responsibility, and it's he is at the helm of the network, and I'll be looking forward to his points of view.
Okay, do you have something additional?
This is Lauren. Yeah, just one other thing we were talking about in terms of hires, that we have a PD, a program director hire committee, and I think that that's in the process of getting another management person on board, and then we're about to start the search for the GM hire committee. So I think that along with, as we pointed out, the new ED, executive director, I think everyone is pretty excited about management getting in place at KPFA so that we can move forward. Sorry. Thank you.
I am not quite so sure if our LSB has vetted that committee, or if we even have formed that committee yet. I don't think we're going to wait here forever for LSB to form a committees and to go there and start such processes while the ship wanders around rudderless. So that's why we'll be looking forward to the executive director to some guidance here.
Questions for, we have 10 minutes for questions, after which we have the LSB chair for 3 minutes, and 3 minutes for questions, and then we'll break for food.
Greg,
I was just about to recognize him.
Just to respond to Sarb's comment, no, we won't wait. Next week, I will speak to the human resource director about, and also to the business manager at the station about initiating not a review, but basically to put out the call for applications, which does not need to wait for the committee to be formed, and then the committee can be formed during the month of February, so that we begin to get some applications. We have a job description which is sufficient to begin the applications solicitation process, and then the committee can be formed perhaps before the end of the month of February, and we'll already have some things in process. And during that time, or certainly before the end of the month of February, I will take official action concerning an interim general manager.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk
about it. Any other questions? People are hungry. Okay. Richard, as LSB chair, we have 3 minutes for you, 3 minutes to ask you some questions.
Well, first thing I'll do is give a report on our fund drive, because I called the station, and we're at about $210,000 into our fourth day. We started on Tuesday. So we're busy back there trying to help Lonnie have some money to spend. And for you auditor people, to make sure he spends it the right way. I did talk to the executive director, and he's going to, as he just said, help get the advertising part gone. I think we have a next meeting on February 18th. I'm hoping it'll be one of the first items on the agenda to set up a search committee then, and start getting ready for when the applications come in. So we're going to try to expedite this with a parallel process, with one part being done through the station and the other part being done through the LSB, and hopefully they'll come together fairly quickly. We had a town hall meeting last Sunday. About 80 people showed up. It was a good meeting. There were various opinions laid out. It was taped, and I think even videotaped, so maybe we'll get to see it again. We had a brief panel discussion, and then we had about 2.5 hours for the listeners that came to just tell us what they thought about it. The one unfortunate part about the meeting was that not very many of the LSB members showed up to hear what the listeners had to say, which I thought was somewhat disgraceful, personally. But anyway, That was unfortunate. We've been doing an LSB show every month. This month I was notified that it's not going to be happening on Monday. It's the last Monday of the month. We've been reporting back to the listeners things that happen at PNB and at the LSB meetings. And it's going to be preempted because of the fund drive. So that's what's going on with the LSB.
Okay, we have 3 minutes for questions, comments. Sarv?
I have a question to ask Richard. I was at the town hall meeting myself, and in your presentation you stated that 8 people showed up.
Oh, 80, I said.
80. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's how I want to clarify.
Yeah. That was easy.